and welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news for the second week of July 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who I would submit for the hashtag Museum Butt Challenge, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
Oh, I'm doing great, you know. Just have a booty that's perfect for the museum, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's just sculpted perfectly. It's a work of art.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Anyone would be lucky to have that booty.
Exactly. The paint strokes make me want to stroke. It's just work of art.
How are you doing today? Or I guess, in general.
I'm doing well. This has been quite a long week, but that's pretty much going to be all of July. It's just going to be constant long weeks due to moving and everything. But probably one of the most expensive weeks I've had in a while. Yeah, at the beginning of the week, I was running in my shoes. You know, I'm not a big shoe guy. I guess on this podcast, I've discussed how I'm not a big sports guy or car guy or music guy. I guess everything that could be considered manly, I'm not into. And I'll throw shoes into that equation. I just don't care for shoes. So I always buy my shoes from like Payless or Value Village. Just, I don't care. As long as if I can put my feet in it, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, I've been using these crappy Value Village running shoes for all of 2020. And every time I'm done working out, my feet are like killing me. And for like a day and a half, my feet are like extremely sore. And I keep complaining about it to my girlfriend. So she eventually said, just stop bitching and buy like an actual good pair of running shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I eventually bought some Under Armour shoes at the beginning of the week. Little did I know that this week was just going to be such a hit on my wallet, I guess, because then a few days later my laptop charger stopped working. And if you know anything about a MacBook, their chargers are extremely expensive. So I had the option to pay either $100 for just a charger, or since this is already a 6-year-old laptop and I was planning on getting a new one at the end of 2020, I just went, screw it, I'm going to buy a new one in 6 months. I might as well buy it now. So I dished out $700 for a brand new laptop. And then I had to pay the damage deposit for my new apartment, which was $500.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's no electricity for the apartment, so I had to contact EPCOR, and I had to put a deposit of $300.
Oh my God.
And then I went, and then I went furniture shopping for our new place, and we got about $1,500 worth of furniture.
Jesus.
So it's been a very expensive week for me.
Yeah, that's when I was thinking expensive, I'm like, oh, you probably spent quite a few $100s, but no, you're going over thousands right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I believe I spent close to $3,000 this week.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's been a long week. Obviously the cheapest thing I'm saving for last, I guess. I just forgot about it, but I was making a cup of coffee one day and the coffee machine literally blew up. Like literally the buttons on the machine just exploded and like electricity shot out, and my thumb kind of got electrocuted. Like it got like this burnt mark on my thumb because I was pushing the button when it happened. So the coffee machine blew up. So I had to buy a new $50 coffee machine. But yeah, that in and of itself was scary. But yeah, no, this whole week is everything that I could possibly have to spend money on, I have.
The coffee machine blew up. That's a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe we just threw it out today. We kept it on the counter for a few days just to look at how hilarious it was with all the broken pieces.
Did you at least take a picture of it?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I need a laugh.
I feel like it's funnier knowing what happened than act like it doesn't look that. Like, it was just like two pieces that like blew off, so it doesn't look that bad. But like in the moment, it was crazy. It was this giant pop noise, and both my roommates ran in and were like, "What the frick just happened?" And I'm just standing there with like a burnt thumb. So I don't even know what happened. I must have did something wrong. I don't know. That was a $15 or $20 coffee machine, so you know, kind of old. And you bet your ass I put an extra $5 down for a 2-year warranty on this coffee machine. I will not let another one blow up on me.
Yeah, it's probably a smart idea.
I was like, $5 to guarantee it's not going to blow up, or if it does, I at least get a new one. Fine by me.
You should sue the company for damages to your thumb.
Yeah, that's right. I believe I had a shower afterwards, and it's now washed off, so unfortunately, I can't do that.
Oh, see, that's what pictures are for.
Yeah, I screwed up. You're right. Next time a coffee machine blows up on me, I know what to do. Honestly, I was at that moment, I was more bummed about my laptop than I was about my thumb. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the one day after, I believe, the Epcor $300 electricity deposit, I was just very bummed because at that point I've spent almost $2,000. This was before furniture, but I was very bummed. But the next day, my laptop and shoes came in at the same day, so it kind of evened out. I was real hyped.
Woo woo! What kind of laptops you get?
I got an Acer Aspire 5.
Nice, nice. Yeah. So you're done with the Apple game?
Yeah, mostly just because another Apple laptop would be $2,000, and I was not going to pay that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Anyways, what's new with you, Alex? Did you also shell out $3,000 this week?
No, I did not shell out $3,000, thankfully. Is this the episode where I tell you about the, or I tell the people about the car accident I got into?
Up to you, whenever you want to talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I didn't talk about it last week because it didn't happen last week. So, guys, make sure you do your research before you go visit a tire shop. So anyways, how the story goes is I went to a tire shop on Friday. I got all new tires put on my vehicle. Cost me over $700. Like, fucking ridiculous. And then I go driving 60 kilometers later on the Sunday. So this would have been, I think, a day or so after we recorded for the podcast. So then on the Sunday, I'm driving on the Anthony Henday, which for you American folk, it's a highway. So you're driving really fast. And, next thing you know, my vehicle starts shaking violently. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? So I start slowing down the vehicle, but I can't get it really slowed down that much. And then all of a sudden, all I hear is a loud, and my driver's side front tire comes flying off of the wheel well and goes bouncing off to the other side of the highway. Meanwhile, my car is now being dragged off to the right side of the highway, so it's not in the middle of traffic. So, safe to say, I'm a little bit pissed off right now with the tire job that I got, and I'm driving a rental right now.
Yeah, no, that is fair to say.
That is, let's just say it was very scary thinking that I could have died, but, you know, I got very lucky. There were no vehicles around when this happened.
Yeah, that's good. Imagine the tire actually, like, hit someone's car.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a fucking nightmare, dude. And you know the Anthony Henday, right? It's normally super busy, so got really lucky.
Yeah, that would have been horrible.
Thankfully I was able to get it sorted out rather quickly and get a rental real quick, and my rental's covered for $2,500, so I have a lot of days to burn with the rental.
Well, there you go, that's good. So not too bad, at least.
Yeah, not too bad. I'm alive and well, I have a vehicle to use, and you know, everything else is fine, I guess.
Well, perfect, that's good to hear. Yeah. I guess we both spent quite a bit of money this last week.
Yeah.
I guess we can move on to the stories here, and something that isn't cheap is obviously Quibi. Now, Quibi has been going on for quite a few months now. I believe what we are on is fourth or fifth month of Quibi. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense because Quibi launched with a free 3-month trial period. And that's what this update is about. It is about the trial period being over for about a month now. Mm-hmm. And so since it's been about a month of the trial being over, the reports have finally come out for the latest month, which also relates to the 3 month period because it reveals that Quibi lost 92% of the users once the free trial period was over.
Yeah, that's a pretty significant number.
Yeah, 92% of the people using the site left because the trial period was over. So they have been making very little money.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, so, you know, Quibi not looking so hot right now. They announced a Zoom remake of The Princess Bride a few weeks ago. That was starting this week, I believe, just to bring some viewers in after the free trial period. They really thought, oh yeah, people are really going to flock to this Zoom remake of Princess Bride, and unfortunately it seems like that didn't work.
That just sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah. Remake of a movie, which, to remind you guys, Quibi are videos that are only 10 minutes long, so the goal was to have every week they release 10 minutes of the movie.
Whoever thought of that idea? It's like Zoom, like the Zoom app.
Yeah, I don't know if they're exactly using Zoom, but since COVID-19 is obviously still a thing, none of the actors are in person. They're all reenacting the film together on a call, whether it be Zoom or Hangouts, Skype, whatever it is. They're all on an online call doing the play or the film. The two leads are the Jonas brother, I believe it's Joe Jonas, and Sophie Turner, whoever's married to Sophie Turner. They're the two leads.
Yeah, that would be Joe.
Yeah, I thought so. So Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, they're the two leads of this Princess Bride Zoom call remake.
Oh my god.
But yes, 92% of the viewers, I guess, were not interested in this Princess Bride remake. Yeah, were you even there for the free 3 month trial?
I was there for the launch.
Obviously, since Quibi is officially dead in my eyes, is there any words of encouragement you want to give out to the people out there? What was great about Quibi? Was there a show that really hit home to you, really inspired you?
I mean, it was nice to have a season of Punk'd back. That's about it.
Perfect. All right. A moment of silence for Quibi.
Moment of silence for yeah. Quibi.
All right. So moving on to someone more iconic than Quibi and somebody that's definitely had a better year than Quibi. 2020 was not the year for Quibi. And did I even mention, Alex, that Quibi has come out to say that they blame COVID for its downfall?
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah. Yeah. They said that COVID is the reason why it failed. If there was no pandemic, people would love Quibi, which I always thought was crazy because everyone is literally stuck indoors right now, dying for content. So Quibi, this was the best case Quibi could have asked for. So I don't know what audacity they have to say. Oh, wow. We would have been so much more successful if people were outdoors
and doing things.
Yeah, so I don't know why they thought that was their downfall. But they blame 2020 for why they had such a big fall. But somebody that has been rising only more and more during the year 2020 is my friend and yours, Carol Baskin.
Carol Vulcan Baskins!
And another thing that has been rising in 2020 that we've also discussed, Cameo. They have come together. You can pay to get a video from Carol Baskins on Cameo.
Well, that's just fucking terrific.
So, I do not know the price of Carol Baskins on Cameo. I do not follow Cameo. But the one announcement here is Carol Baskins will not send you a video if you request for her to talk about the husband. The missing husband, that's off limits. She will not make you a video. I believe how it works. I don't have Cameo, but I believe how it works is you would pay the money and send like a request like, oh, hey, my name is Quentin Phillipson. It's my birthday today. Like just send like a little bit of information on like what's going on in your life. So then they can say, oh, hey, my name's Carol, all you cool cats and kittens, Quentin out there, hope you have a happy birthday. Nope, it's the big 25, hope you have a great year out in 2020. I know it's not been the best year for everyone, you know, kind of set their conversation up so they know what they're getting into. But people have been using this little text blurb with the money instead of saying, oh, hey, my name's this and that, I'm this years old, I'm a big fan, or it's my birthday, well, whatever it is. Instead, they use that little blurb to say, hey, they ask a question for Carol Baskins about her missing husband.
They're set on getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah, and I believe she just straight up declines the requests and gives the money back if they ask about the husband. She just refuses to even address them. And Carol Baskins has come out in interviews letting them know that she has turned this down constantly, and she's also mentioned that she's gotten over 600 cameo requests.
Jeez, okay.
Oh, I just got it here. I just got the price here in the article about how much Carol Baskins is charging. Alex, let's play a game here, all right? Mm-hmm. It's called the Who Wants to Be a Cameo Heir. Can you guess how much Carol Baskins is charging for a 10-second video she will send you?
Okay, do I get multiple choice, like four answers?
No. You'll guess, and I'll tell you higher or lower, and we'll... you'll get like three guesses.
All right, let's start with something simple. $5.
Higher.
$20.
Higher.
$50.
Higher. Do you want to keep going, or want me to just tell you?
What a selfish bitch.
Do you want me to tell you how much?
$100.
Higher.
Holy fuck, am I not even close?
You're getting closer.
Slowly but surely. All right, just tell the fine folks.
All right. She is charging $200 per video. That's crazy. Honestly, if I killed my husband and then I went on Cameo 20 years after the fact, if somebody sent me a question of, oh, hey, what happened to your husband for $200, I'll answer them. $200, that's a lot of money. I'll answer that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That won't get me in trouble at all.
Videos and you got a new laptop.
That's... Yeah, exactly. I could really, I could definitely use that right now. That's crazy. No, that, and she's getting 600 of those requests.
That is nuts.
So, Carol, like,
masking there, buddy.
What, she's making 12 grand from this?
Mm-hmm.
120 grand? Never ends with Carol Baskins. Unbelievable.
Just a stunning person she is.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely stunning.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, good for her. She can use that 120 grand to rebuild Joe Exotic's zoo since she now owns it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like she can get any more money out of this.
Honestly, you know, if she's already making 120 grand, you know, you can deny whatever requests you want at this point for Cameo. This is like her second job at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, people love the Tiger Queen, so I don't blame them.
Is that what we're naming her, the Tiger Queen?
Yeah. If I didn't have to get a new laptop or furniture for my new apartment, I would definitely dish out $200 to listen to Carol's voice.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I need Carol's voice in my life.
Yeah, exactly. I just want her to call me a cool cat, that's all.
Already are a cool cat.
Thanks, Alex, but I want to hear it from her lips. You know, it means a little more.
Oh, okay.
Andrew walked into the room when I said I want to be called a cool cat, and she just laughed because she knew I was instantly talking about Carol Baskin.
Well, who else would you be talking about?
Exactly, that's just how iconic she is. What a queen. I miss her already. All right, so Carol Baskins is refusing to talk about her missing husband, but we will be talking about a missing actress that's been happening this week.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's right. And Glee just keeps coming back here, Alex.
Yeah, it's the Glee curse.
Yes, Glee has not had a good 2020, as the actress Naya Rivera is now missing.
done unsolved mysteries.
Yeah, so this should be the next episode of Unsolved Mysteries. We were discussing a few weeks ago about how many people have really died from Glee, and me and you only remembered the one. Apparently there was two that died from the cast, possibly now a third. Nobody knows where Naya Rivera is. The story is she went out on a lake, she rented a boat with her son, and a few hours later, they realized the son was fast asleep on the boat, and she was completely gone in the middle of the water.
Huh.
And yeah, it's just a very odd story. It's not like, oh, she disappeared. She was in the middle of the water with her child. The child has no recollection as to what happened. They've done some studies, and the son did not seem to be drugged or anything. It just seemed like he just naturally fell asleep, and she went missing. They have searched the waters. They have found nothing so far, but they are going to continue searching the waters. Nobody knows where she is.
She's got to be somewhere in the water.
Yeah, it has to be the water, because I feel like somebody would have seen a girl walking out of the water. Obviously, I'm not familiar with the Southern California lake, so maybe it's a very desolate place. But from the sounds of it, if they have a place where you can rent canoes to go swimming out in the water, you know, it seems like it's got relatively... It seems relatively populated that... Ooh. You think somebody would have seen a girl in a swimsuit walking out of the water. I don't know.
Oh, but, yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah, nobody's seen her. Yeah, so, and this was in a span of 3 hours. They rented at 1 p.m. 4 p.m. is when they realized she was missing. So, you know, swimming, you know, in the middle of the water, it takes quite a while to swim out of the water. I feel like she couldn't have gotten that far if she did. So odds are she drowned, but nobody has seen her.
What if she was eaten by a shark?
Yes, yes. Jaws is suddenly the plotline for Jaws 5.
Well, it would probably be a better movie than Jaws 2 through 4.
Yeah, probably. Well, you know, a giant shark in a lake. I don't know. I feel like that would also be quite a cheesy story. So, might be right up there with number 4.
Well, I mean, it can't get any worse than Sharknado.
No, no. Yeah, we will not compare it to that. It will definitely be better than that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this might now be the third Glee performer to have now passed away. So, is Glee cursed? Alex, can we break this Glee curse?
I don't know if we can break this Glee curse, but it's pretty damn unlikely at this point.
Hopefully we just find her. Maybe she just swam to the shore and fell asleep because she was exhausted from all the swimming.
Maybe.
Yeah, hopefully we find her. Then again, she probably would have woke up by now because it's been quite a few days and she hasn't messaged anyone. But, you know, maybe her phone died. I don't know. Hopefully she is fine. We're rooting for you, Naya Rivera.
You got this, Naya. Stay strong.
Yeah, and if it was a natural sleep, I do wonder how the sun just went, hey, you know what? I'm just chilling out here on the water. My mother is missing right now. I'm just going to go take a nap.
Maybe he got seasick and passed out from the seasickness.
You know, that'd be a Quentin strategy. If my girlfriend was out swimming and I just was laying on the boat, I might just be like, ah, I'm tired. I'll take a nap. She's fine. So, you know what? Yeah, I can't judge it for that. Maybe the sun was blind. Who knows? There's so many different options. Speaking of blind, though, we have a story of this wife who has pretended to be blind and disabled for 15 years.
What in the world?
To scam the government and getting about $1 million in benefits because of it.
Oh, wow.
And she has been caught. She has been arrested. And now it all falls down on the husband. So the wife said that he had no idea. The husband said he had no clue. Apparently, the husband was the one that was blind because he had no idea that his wife was actually not blind.
I think he's lying out of his teeth.
Yeah, so he spent 15 years living with this woman, and he actually thought she was blind the whole time. So that means she wasn't just acting blind outside of the house. In the house, she was pretending to be blind, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to what end is it worth it? Like, $1 million is nice, but for 15 years pretending your entire mm-hmm. life, even at home, that you're blind just to deceive everybody. Man, I don't know. But, you know, I can believe that the husband doesn't know. I feel like maybe the husband's just really bad at keeping secrets, so she couldn't trust him. I get that. I feel like if I wanted to make a scam like that, it'd be hard to trust my girlfriend to keep that shut. I feel like she might tell some of her friends. So I might just pretend in the household as well.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there's some interesting questions here. So you're telling me throughout their entire relationship, she had to pretend she was blind the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I feel like that leads to a lot of awkward stories, some intimate moments in the bedroom, you could say, with the husband, thinking that this poor girl is blind, but really she sees the whole thing.
Oh, poor dude. I can just imagine.
Like, maybe he's self-conscious about his penis, because it's very small, so he instead uses a giant cucumber and is like, oh yeah, this is my penis. Because he thinks she's blind and would never know. And deep down inside, she's like, oh, thank God I'm pretending I'm blind because I only have to suck a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see a lot of comedic moments happening between these two. They should do a sitcom like that. Have they done that where somebody pretends to be blind in a relationship and the other guy thinks she's blind, so he like tries to do all these things to get away with it, but she knows the entire time?
Yeah, that could be it.
They could definitely make a sitcom off that. And that would be the title that I put in the document here. Blind Love. That's the name of the sitcom. I just thought of it.
Blind Love?
Yep. That seems like a Netflix idea. Somebody pitch Netflix the sitcom idea. They will toss $1 million at it. Or Quibi. Quibi, they're desperate for views. They will toss $1 billion at this idea.
Yeah, I mean, why not? They got nothing else to lose.
Yeah, so the husband is 60 years old, the woman is 65, and the 60-year-old husband. Yeah, you know, honestly, what, 15 years, so he was 45 when they got married, and she pretended to do this whole thing. You know, 45 years, I'm sure the guy was just excited to have a wife. I don't think he cared if she was pretending to be blind or not.
Yeah, at that point, he's just like, oh my God, I finally have a wife.
Yes. The biggest thing that boggles me is 65-year-old the 65-year-old lady that pretended to be blind. She's going to be jailed for 3 years and 8 months.
Jeez, okay.
That's it for a 15-year million-dollar scam. You know what? That's not too bad.
I'm sure she would have loved to not have any jail time.
But, like, hear me out, Alex. Hear me out. Right mm-hmm. now, should I start? I'm 24, all right? Should I start pretending I'm blind for the next 15 years, try and get about $1 million worth of revenue from the government because of my disability, and then, what, I'll be 39, I'm caught, I'm thrown to jail for 3.5 years, I come back when I'm 44, and I'm a millionaire, and I don't have to pretend to be blind?
Yeah, but don't you have to pay it back to the government?
Oh. Yeah, probably. But, like, what if I just put it in, like, what if I just gave it to my girlfriend and just had it, her hide it in the bank? I would have to trust her, though. With worst case scenario is I come back from jail at 44 years old. She's found another man. They're keeping the $1 million, and I don't have anything. That's worst case scenario.
Yeah, you lose your money and the girl.
Yeah. That's true. That'd be a true horror story. But, man, if I could find a way to keep that money, if I just took it all on cash and hid it under a bridge or something, I'd take 3 years and 8 months. But, you know, maybe because I would be so much younger, maybe it'd be different. Do you think they only did 3 years and 8 months because they looked at the 65-year-old woman and said, oh, yeah, 3 years and 8 months, that's a death penalty.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, she won't make it 4 years. This is for life. We just make it sound a lot better. But yeah, she pretended she was blind, and she pretended she was in a wheelchair. So she was committed to this role.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, should Netflix jump on this? They should also jump on my blinded love idea for a sitcom, but should they also jump on the idea of making a documentary off this? Is this their next Tiger King documentary?
You think Netflix should jump on anything you come up with?
Yeah, I do. I think they love churning out random crap. Yeah, I think they would jump on this. Trust me, I've seen some of their originals this year. They will love my ideas. Yeah, they will be grateful for my blinded love and pretended blind wife documentary. I think this could be the next Tiger King. I think this woman seems crazy. I think the husband seems crazy. I think they would both be willing to make the documentary. Clearly, she loves money. She will be disabled for money. She will definitely be in a documentary for money. So I think these are our next two kings and queens. I think Netflix should jump on this.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It fits.
All right. We'll move on to the hashtag museum butt challenge. And I always love it when there's, viral challenges going on. This one is a little bit more niche because you have to own a museum. But what is currently going on is a bunch of museums in the States are currently going through a social media battle where they do hashtag butt challenge. Or actually, sorry, it's called hashtag curator challenge and hashtag best museum bum. Those are the two hashtags all these museums are doing right now. Started with the Yorkshire Museum. What they did was they took a few photos of a stat of one of their statues that they have in the museum of its butt, and they challenged all the other museums to find a statue that has a better butt than theirs. It's a challenge to see who has the best museum's butt.
The best museum's butt.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm gonna come right out and say it. I think they went off strong. I've seen all these butts, for research purposes. I've checked out all of the museum's butt submitted challenge items. And the first one was the best. They started off really strong. You can't beat it. It is a strong, firm butt of a Roman marble statue. And it literally depicts an athlete in this statue. And that is a firm, sexy butt. I would leave Andrea for this Roman guy's butt. It is very sexy. And, after that, the rest of the butts are fine. They raised the bar too high, I think. They kept adding more butts to their challenge here, and I think they should have kept that as the grand finale, because the rest of them definitely didn't hold a candle to the butt that Yorkshire originally showed. But yes, that is the butt challenge. I believe, what was it again? The best museum bum was the challenge name. So, what do you think, Alex? Have you clicked on this link? Have you taken a look at some of the other butts we have from these museums?
I have not. Give me a second, but it sounds like a bootyful idea.
Very much is. And it sounds like they do these hashtag curator battles every few weeks, where all the museums challenge each other to take photos of something. I think this is great. Museums should do this because it gives them, obviously, good press. Everybody loves a good butt challenge. And, I just think it's fun. I think this is, museums, all the Gen Z and millennials, they're too busy drinking avocado tea or whatever those young guys are doing. And I think this is a good way for the museum to get hip again. They are showing butts on Twitter. I think this is what the millennials want, and I think it's great.
I love this. I love all these museums uniting for the, oh my God, there's a bull shitting on a dude.
Yes, there's definitely a few weird ones.
Who doesn't love a weaponized bum?
That is true. I do not know who doesn't. But yeah, I think it's great how all these museums are all participating in this.
Yeah, I'm loving this. This is a little bit of humor to cut through all the bad stuff going on.
Yeah, especially because last week we discussed the COVID challenge. It's good that we can quickly try to forget about that and discuss a more fun challenge. This is much more exciting than people trying to catch COVID.
Oh, absolutely.
COVID, bad. Bums, good. We're like cavemen now, yeah. So, Alex, you just took a quick look at all the butts. Which one would you give the best museum bum award to?
Oh, easily that bull taking a shit.
Oh, yeah, you liked the shitting bull. All right, interesting. You should put that on your Tinder profile.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm 22.
I like the picture of a butt or a bull shitting on somebody.
Yeah. If I was single, my Tinder profile would just be a zoomed up photo of that Roman's butt. Just to let them ladies know what I'm into. Now we can move on over to a father and son arm wrestle. You know, everyone does that, you know, arm wrestling with your father, fun bonding moments. Definitely went a step too far as the son beat the father in arm wrestling, I believe, 2 or 3 times in a row, which really upset the father. You know, the father probably doesn't want to get beaten by his own son in a strength competition. That is why I will never do an arm wrestling competition against my son if I had a son, because he would beat me even if he was like 5. And I don't want that embarrassment for myself, so I just would never do that. But this father ended up doing it and was very upset that he lost, clearly. And so because of that, he decided to take his anger out by allegedly flipping out and resulting into a physical fight and then blasting some gunshots. You know, a bit dramatic of a reaction after losing to an arm wrestling competition. But if I lost to my 5-year-old son, I would feel the same way. To be fair, this son is now 5 years old, I should emphasize. Definitely older than that. But after that, with the gunshots being shot, obviously the police came, and it ended up becoming a standoff with the police.
And oh my God.
He was in a standoff with them for 8 hours after that. So yes, the father, his name is Zimmerman, he was intoxicated during the events here, and the authorities said that he lost it after losing multiple times. That is what Zimmerman has said. The reason why he got upset was because it was multiple times. He fired 2 shots while the son was running upstairs, and that is when the police came. And yes, it was a standoff for about 8 hours, I believe. They arrived at 1 a.m. in the morning, and they stayed there until 8:25 when he finally surrendered.
Quentin, I have one problem with this story.
What's that?
Why the fuck is this in Kentucky and not Florida? This is a Florida story.
Maybe they're just visiting Kentucky?
Yeah, okay, that might be it, yeah.
Yeah, this definitely would seem like a Florida story. This is quite a crazy, wild story. I gotta tell you, when I read this article, I thought it was gonna be clickbait and it's gonna be a fake story. But no, the story did not disappoint.
That is solid. Oh my God.
Yes, the age of the boy has not actually been released. So maybe he is 5 and the father's just embarrassed to admit his age. So it has not been released yet.
Maybe the father was just too drunk.
To what, remember his age?
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be it, too. I do not envy the father. He loses an arm wrestling match. He then misses his gunshots. He's not even good at shooting. And then he has to stay up till 8 a.m.? Oh, that sounds horrible. Oh.
Yeah, sounds like a nightmare.
So, you know, probably not the best day for him. But, you know, just blame COVID. That's what Quibi does. You just automatically blame COVID for all of your troubles.
Yeah, why not?
Somebody that's not going to be blaming COVID is a woman that went on Reddit. She is blaming her boyfriend. And we talked about Reddit last week, and I thought we had a pretty fun time with it. And another Reddit story came up, and I figured we'd address this one. Once again, another very funny story. This time it is on a different Reddit thread. Instead of "Am I the A-hole?", this thread is relationship advice. Which, you know, Alex, I think me and you were definitely two guys that need some good relationship advice. So this is right up our alley. We should go on this thread and maybe we can learn something. And I think we're definitely going to learn something today. Because a woman is considering ending her relationship over her boyfriend's insane idea here. So I'm going to read it off to you. The boyfriend is a bit of an entrepreneur here. You know, a businessman. The ladies love a businessman, which is why ladies don't love me. But he has an idea where he wants... Okay, I'm going to try and say this with a straight face. He wants to construct a series of tubes that will connect throughout the city and connects to a soup kitchen. And then you can have a monthly subscription where the tube extension will connect to their house or apartment or wherever you're living. It'll connect to your place for a monthly subscription, and you will get soup during the month. And that will be your subscription service to soup.
I want to know what the fuck this guy's smoking, because it sounds like some dope shit.
So, she thought this was crazy. I don't know why. She just doesn't understand good businesses, I guess. But she thought this was a horrible idea. And she thought it just didn't make any sense why a company would connect pipes and why a city would allow pipes to be connected throughout the city for soup. But he wants her to help invest in this, and that's what's really driving her nuts. He keeps asking her to invest in this idea of his because he thinks he's going to hit it big with this idea of soup tubes.
Yeah, it's a ludicrous idea. I would love if it worked.
So her, so she's looking for relationship advice, and her big question is, how can she reason with him that this idea is absolutely horrible? Or if she should just end this relationship. So, soup tubes really breaking couples apart here.
Sounds like a soupy situation.
What the fuck? Yeah, I guess. So, what's your advice here, Alex? What do you think we can do? Let's work together here to help this girl out. What can we do to reason with this guy to maybe drop the idea? Or should we try to convince her right now that this is a good idea?
I think we should make a compromise. Instead of soup, maybe figure out what her favorite food is and say that gets delivered. Then maybe she'll be on board with it.
That's true. Maybe she's not a big soup fan. So that's a good idea. Maybe it has to be some kind of liquid, right? We can't have pizza be sent through pipes. So maybe see if she likes lemonade. Or an alcoholic beverage, and we can have that go through the pipes.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. I love crazy, wacky business ideas. I've thought of a few myself that I still stand by, but my girlfriend thinks is crazy. I wonder if I should look through this Reddit page. Maybe she asked people what they thought about my crazy business ideas and if she should break up with me.
I kind of remember one of your crazy business ideas.
Which one do you remember?
Was it the zebra pants?
The striped pants, yes.
Striped pants, yes.
And I stand by that. For those of you that are curious, the striped pants, it's just normal pants, but in the crotch area, it's striped because stripes always make you look bigger. You know, if you wore a striped shirt, you look a bit fatter that day. But if you put the stripes over your crotch region, when girls look at it, they would instantly think, whoa, he has a bigger package than you really have.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah, and don't worry, this isn't sexist. There will also be a pair of pants for the female body, and it'll be over the hashtag museum butt challenge. It'll be over the butt area.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want that?
Yeah, I actually think the museums, that's what they were missing out on. One of the museums would have instantly won the challenge if they put a pair of... my pants over one of their museum statues. Everyone would have thought I would have had a much bigger butt. But yeah, I still, Andrew thinks that idea is crazy. I don't ever plan on actually making it because I am not a businessman. But if any of you out there are listening, free idea. You just take it and run. I don't even want any money for it. I just want to buy a pair of those pants just to say that I thought of that idea. Maybe you could like buy me a Tim Hortons coffee as a thank you for such a great idea, because this is a $1 million idea and it will be much cheaper to make than soup tubes. So thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if those pants ever get made, I will buy you a coffee.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I still stand by. I think there's a market for the striped pants. You know, I haven't thought of a fancy name for it yet, but I'll have to think of something. Yeah, I thought of this idea because I was wearing a striped shirt and somebody was like, oh, Quinn, have you like gained some weight lately or whatever? And I was like, what? No, wait, what? That's really what we talk about. They're like, oh, it's probably just because you're wearing a striped shirt. You probably just look a bit bigger. And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? It was this girl, and she was letting me know that stripes makes everything appear bigger. I guess it's a girl thing. I wasn't aware of it, but I took it and run with it. And every time I bring this idea to people, they think it's a bad idea. No, this is a moneymaker. It's going to be a new fashion trend. People in 2050 are going to look back now and say, wow, can you believe 2020? Nobody even wore stripes on their crotch. What a bunch of losers. Because, you know, it's going to be big in 2050. Just wait.
Mm.
Yeah. Here you go, Alex. Here's the big question. And don't be biased because I'm here. What's the better idea, soup tubes or crotched stripes?
Crotch stripes.
All right, good. Okay, at least my idea was better than his.
Just soup tubes are so impractical.
And that's what she was saying. It would cost them millions and millions of dollars to make this tube network even remotely work. It would be so much money for a dollar can of soup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the most unprofitable thing ever. So, you know, maybe the girlfriend's just too smart for this guy. Yeah, maybe that should break up. I don't know. I hope they work out. I hope their love is as steaming and hot as the soup from his tubes.
Yeah, better hope so.
I don't know. Me and him should get into business together. I feel like we could come up with some good ideas together.
Oh, I can just imagine.
Striped tubes.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Well, that is it on my end here, Alex. Oh, anything new going on with sports?
Yes, there is something new going on with sports. Quinton, how would you like in one day to make over $500,000?
Especially after this week where I've spent over $3,000, I would love to have that.
Now, how would you say, or how would you react if in one day you were able to make over $500,000,000?
I would take that. Yeah, that'd be pretty nice. This sounds like what the boyfriend said at the beginning of his business pitch to his girlfriend. How would you like to make over $500,000 if you invest right now on soup tubes? This sounds like the start of this pitch.
Yeah, because I'm totally pitching a product.
Yeah.
That is now the largest contract in professional sports history. So Patrick Mahomes, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's only 24 years old, and he just signed a massive 10-year. That's right, the next 10 years of his life, he's going to be in Kansas City for, you guessed it, $503 million. Now, what is your reaction to that? A 24-year-old making over $500 million?
Yeah. You know, that's definitely the worst part of the story. 24 years old, literally the same age as me. This week, he just made over $500 million. And I lost $3,000. So, yeah.
What is it with that? $503 million? He's just like, oh, $500 is not enough. You got to slap on the extra $3
million. Yeah, honestly, it's all for that $3 million is purely for the marketing. So they can all make news headlines, and he can also say to his buddies, I made over $500 million. You want to say I made over $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
$500 million? Oh, yeah, I made $500 million. Sounds really nice, but if you say over $500 million, it just sounds really nice. So it's just so they can purely slap that word over in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy that has the girlfriend pitching the soup tube idea, he should really, this 24-year-old, to make this pitch. He has $400 million. I can guarantee that he doesn't need, let's just toss $100 million to the soup guy. Maybe we can make something out of this.
But he's the soup guy.
That'd be hilarious if he just got a $100 million sponsor by this athlete.
I'm kind of in the mood for soup now.
Fuck yeah. If you're in the mood, Alex, just imagine if there was just a tube connected to your kitchen that could just give you infinite soup for a monthly subscription.
Yeah, instead of needing to cook it.
What would the name be? Soup Tube instead of YouTube?
Yeah, that's pretty basic.
But yeah, $500 million. That is pretty impressive. He's making a lot more than Carol Baskin's making off Cameo, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, Carol Baskin's made $120,000 off of her Cameo videos for what was it? She was on Cameo for 2 weeks now. So if she keeps that up, you know, in 50 years, she should be at $500 million.
That's not a long time at all.
Yeah, she's got this. It's Carol Baskin. She's young and healthy. She's got this. She'll make it. All right. Well, that is it for stories this week. And until next week, you can see me trying to convince my girlfriend to invest in my striped pants. I'm Quentin.
I'm Alex. You can catch me committing a bank robbery after losing an arm wrestle to my dad.
And until next week, see you later, guys.
See you later, guys. Yeah.